kick off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Jenna.
Morena.
How are you?
Very good, thank you.
That's good. You've brought us a stack of books this morning.
I have. Today I want to review three novels set in contemporary South Korea.
Cool.
Written by three awesome Korean women. I've just read these all this year, and they've just been great. I think there's been such an explosion of like South Korean culture in the last decade. So you have like K-pop, K-beauty, and then of course Parasite, but the movie scene's always been around and really awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
But for literature, one standout book that has really set off a bunch of interesting stuff was The Vegetarian by Han Kang. Have you read that?
No, I haven't, but I have heard about it.
So good.
Yeah. It's pretty like, it's quite a wild read, and that won the International Booker maybe about 4 or 5 years ago. So now there's just all this interesting stuff coming out. It's really great. So the first one I want to review is called If I Had Your Face by Frances Cha. This was actually written in English, and this really feeds into that K-pop, K-beauty cool. world of contemporary Seoul. It's set around Gangnam. It's we have four characters, and we switch between them, and there's the room salons, where there's a really beautiful character who, you know, makes lots of money through working at the room salons. Mm-hmm. There's an artist who's based around the Korean elite, which makes me think of Parasite and the money that's there. We have a woman called Wana who's pregnant and she's poor, and it's getting into that society where you can't go up, mm-hmm. you can only go down. Mm-hmm. And my favourite character in this book is this wonderful hairdresser called Ara. She's mute and she's obsessed with a K-pop star. This book is so compelling. When I was reading it, I was just hanging out with friends while singing karaoke, but I just couldn't stop reading it, and I'd just like put it down, sing a song, and then just start reading again, which is really antisocial. But
that's such an impressive thing to be able to read a book at karaoke. Yeah. It's got to be a good book.
I was karaoke at home.
Oh, okay.
But not in
still,
a bar, but like,
I was imagining you in the back of like a dingy light with your phone light or something
on
it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it would
Very
suit
impressive.
It. It would suit the vibe of this book. The second book is called Winter in Sokcho. This is by Eliza Shuler Dusapin, and it was actually written in French.
True.
She is, the author is half French and half Korean. This is set, Sokcho is like this really small seaside town quite close to North Korea, really really touristy, and it's just this like set in the winter, it's minus 27 degrees, and this woman, young 24-year-old woman, works at a boarding house, and this French graphic novelist comes to get some inspiration, and she's so intrigued by him, but it's not romantic. And so this, it's quite sparse, and the translation is sparse, but it's so engaging and it's so sensory. There's this beautiful relationship between the narrator and her mum, and there's so much about Korean food and seafood and cooking, and it's such a good story. It's only 150 pages. It's a little thing. The graphic novelist, he wants her to take him to the grand places of Sokcho. These like beautiful mountains and walks. And she's like, this is not what it's like. This is like, she's in the grimy fish markets.
Cool.
And yeah, it's really, it was a great read. And then the last one, which I'm going to save the best to last.
Oh, there we go.
It was a recommendation for me from Pip Adam, who Karen reviewed her book a few weeks ago. This is called Untold Day, Night and Day by Bae Sewer. And this book was amazing. Daisy Johnson has a little quote on the back saying it's very Lynchian, which I would say. And so it's, we go back to Seoul, sweltering heat. She talks about your pores expanding and the slick sweat on you. And it's about this woman who works in an audio sensory theatre.
And
what a job.
I know, yeah. So people come in and listen to a work. And it's just closed down, and her and the director, so they've lost their jobs, are walking around in the nighttime looking for a woman that they can't find. But it's like, when you're reading it, it's like watching a film on VHS and it glitches. And you're like, have I just read this? And then there's lots of repetition. It's so sensory. It's about dreams, poets, ghosts, memory, photography, art. It's really hard to
this
explain.
This sounds awesome.
But it was really refreshing. I just feel like I've been reading so much of the same shit all year, like the same shit, different like format, different author. And this was really like, wow. Bit of a reset for sure. And this was translated by Deborah Smith, who translated The Vegetarian.
Oh, okay.
And she's really interesting translator because when she did The Vegetarian, she'd only been learning Korean for 3 years.
Wow.
She's young. She's like 32 or something. Yeah. So yeah, there's the three awesome Korean books.
That is super cool. Remind us of the names again in the order that you talked about.
Okay, so first we had If I Had Your Face, Francis Cha. This is the very like easy to read, like really poppy and glitzy. Winter in Sokcho, that is like really cold and like moody. And then Bae Sua, Untold Night and Day, which will take you on a journey you won't expect.
Fantastic. That sounds
promo.
That sounds like a brilliant bunch of books there. Yeah. I'm definitely going to be adding them all to my list.
Thank you so much,
Jenna. Are they on the shelves at Time Out?
Yes, like on the shelves or almost off the boat that's coming to us. So
still on COVID catch up.
Yeah, COVID catch up for sure.
Fantastic. Well, lovely to see you and thanks for bringing us those.
No worries.
That was Loose Reads.
It certainly was.